And now, with more of The Breakfast Club from the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland, here's your host, J.B., John Boggs.
Thank you, J.O. I appreciate it.
I like the alphabet, don't you?
I do, too. Hey, we've got Gina Ford and Janet Vance from Crossroads Federal Credit Union with us. And no, we aren't running a special on car loans today, although Crossroads may be, but that's not what we're going to be talking about.
Every day's a special day, John.
Is it? I would expect nothing less from you, Janet. Well, let's talk about something special, though. Crossroads is being recognized for something very unusual. You've won an award. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are very, very excited this year. Generally, we don't get involved in these contests, but we thought last year that we had a really nice project that we had completed. So I had Gina and Kathy Pinkerton in our office put a project together and send it to our state league. It's called the Dora Maxwell Social Responsibility Award. And what it is, it's for credit unions that perform different types of things in their community to show some social responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Last year, all month long, and last year was our third year, but all month long we have a project called Tackling Hunger. And we do various activities to raise money or collect food for our local food banks, Portland, Dunkirk, and Winchester. And we submitted our project to our state league, and we won first place.
Wow.
So really excited.
Congratulations. Good job. Now, you get the award tomorrow at a banquet, I assume?
That's correct. Tomorrow night at our chairman's awards banquet, yes.
Wonderful. Oh, that'll be great. You'll be able to represent not only Crossroads, but Portland.
Portland. And then also, with the first place, we are automatically entered into the national competition as well.
Now, when will that take place?
I think that's is that next month, Gina?
We should be hearing pretty soon.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you've got so much going on this whole month at Crossroads. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing, Gina.
Well, October is Cooperative Month, and 2012 is International Year of Cooperatives. So we've been having great fun doing things with REMC, and we both have events planned for this month, different seminars. And October 18th is an all-day event at Crossroads. It's where internationally, all around the world, people celebrate credit unions and the difference that they've made in their lives. So we have refreshments and we have balloons. We just have fun and members come in and chat. That's one of the things that we're doing. Another part is on October 27th. For those that don't know, that is National Make a Difference Day. And several years ago, we and along with some other friends of Crossroads decided to stand up at the intersection of 27 and 67 on Saturday morning and have Crossroads at the Crossroads. We're out there with safety gear. We have buckets. We are standing up there with buckets. I've seen Janet Bance standing up on a semi with her bucket up in the air, and the trucker is giving her money. People are so generous, John. It's wonderful. The money goes for the local food bank. Uh-huh. And we tell people that. We smile. They give us all the change they have. Some people say, and they wave and they smile, and it's a great morning.
Now, didn't you say you also get food donations that month or that day?
Oh,
too?
All month long. Okay. Well, not at the Crossroads. It won't fit in our bucket.
Well,
all month long.
I thought you'd have to have a big bucket.
We accept food donations at the credit union.
Uh-huh.
And on October 19th at the drive-ups in the Portland offices, monetary donations are very welcome, but if people want to drop off food to us all month long anywhere at the offices, we'll make sure it gets taken to the local food banks, whether it's Dunkirk's or Winchester's food bank.
I just got this vision of someone trying to stuff a 25-pound bag of rice into your drive-up window.
Yeah. But it's really neat. And Janet, if we have time, Janet needs to tell you about her experience at Crossroads, at the Crossroads, when this stranger walked across the sidewalk and gave you that $100.
Oh, yeah. course, you know, to get attention, we're always out there talking and jumping and waving. And one man walked over to me one morning, or that morning last year, handed me a $100 bill, and he says, "I just love your enthusiasm."
It was great. It was great.
So the show's part of the process.
Oh, of course. We will entertain as well.
Okay, that's Crossroads at the Crossroads, and that's the Saturday the 27th. The 18th is a Thursday, right?
That is correct.
And that's the event at the credit union, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, you have another event coming up, right?
Well, also on the 18th, I do want to mention between 9 o'clock and noon, Walgreens will be in our office for flu shots. So if people are not finding a convenient place to get their flu shots, they will be in our office. They will file your insurance or your Medicare claims for you, so you don't need to worry about that as well.
Wow.
So on the 18th. Also, on Make a Difference Day, I do want to mention and put a little plug here as well. Make a Difference Day, again, you know, we really emphasize the food bank.
Uh-huh.
And we have contacted Wings and Rings, and they are going to donate to the Helping Hands Food Bank 5% of all of their sales on that day.
Wow.
On that Saturday. So please go out and
that could be
come by Crossroads at the Crossroads and then stop for lunch at Wings and Rings.
That could be a significant amount, especially if you get all worked up watching the girls jump up and down at the intersection.
That's exactly right.
And we'll be there, so come out and have lunch with us after Crossroads at the Crossroads.
That's wonderful. How do you guys ever have time to work?
We do, John.
We do work, but if you drive by, you'll see our car there late at night sometimes.
Yeah, I know. As a matter of fact, you and I were at a meeting there after work last night. So, okay, wow, that's wonderful. Well, let's go back and pay a bill or two. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your award.